Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I am MXM Tune, aka Maya, the singer, songwriter, video maker, Oaklandino, and today I'm an iPhone haver. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
On this day, in 2007, an invention was introduced to the public that would go on to fundamentally change how we interact with technology every single day. On June 29th, 2007, the first ever iPhone was released for sale at Apple and AT&T stores throughout the country. What was at the time a groundbreaking piece of telephone technology with a luxury price tag went on to become the model for the type of phone many people own today. Apple, which was at the time run by the late Steve Jobs, had already had its fair share of successes. The company started as what the New York Times called a quirky computer maker, and had steadily become a force across the tech world, with achievements like the Macintosh computer and the iPod. The iPhone was Apple's first foray into the world of phones. After today, I don't think anyone is going to look at these phones in the same way, Steve Jobs said while introducing the phone at a trade show called Macworld Expo. In addition to traditional cell phone functions like calling and texting, the first iPhone model also had a camera, a music player, an email client, and the ability to browse the internet. And unlike many phones and even smartphones available at the time, the entire screen was a touchscreen. Today, iPhone users might be surprised to remember that the first iPhone did not have any sort of app store. The only way to use third-party apps was to jailbreak the phone. For the non-techies out there, to jailbreak an iPhone means to hack the custom Apple mainframe so you can customize your phone in ways that Apple generally doesn't allow. Though it wasn't for sale until June 29th, the public already had some time to get to know the iPhone. It was first announced on January 9th of that same year at the aforementioned Macworld Expo. But even before that initial unveiling, the iPhone was not a big mystery kept hidden under lock and key. In fact, Wired magazine says the smartphone was considered one of Apple's worst-kept secrets. The cost of the first iPhone ranged from $499 to $599 for 4 or 8 gigs of storage, respectively, and was initially only available through the phone provider Singular Wireless, which later became AT&T. PR specialist Regis McKenna told the New York Times in 2007, "The price is high, but it will come down. If anything, the opposite has happened as the iPhone continues to evolve and advance. The latest model, the iPhone 12, ranges from $699 to over $800, depending on size and storage capacity. The iPhone 11, which came out before that, retails from $599 to $749. There are deals and trade-in offers for people who are on certain phone plans or have an older iPhone model to trade in, but still, it is not cheap. However, there were some opportunities to own an iPhone that didn't involve shelling out as many hundreds of dollars. Wired reports that 2 months after its release, Apple brought the cost of the first iPhone down to $400. The following model, the iPhone 3G, cost only $200 and sold 5 million units in 5 months. It was also the first iteration of the App Store. Comparatively, the first iPhone sold 1.9 million units from its release in April 2007 till the end of the year. If you really wanted an iPhone, you had to be prepared well before June 29th. News of the iPhone's release generated massive demand, which only meant one thing: lines, and very long ones at that. CNN Money reported from the various shopping scenes in New York and California, and noted that hundreds of people had been camping out overnight in hopes of being some of the first people to get their hands on the pioneering smartphone. People waited patiently, remaining in line even during thunderstorms. One person who talked to CNN even said, "Half the fun is experiencing the line." While presumably not everyone waiting for an iPhone shared this sentiment, it was undeniable that the lines had become events unto themselves. CNN reported witnessing charities using the lines to fundraise, YouTubers filming the lines in an attempt at virality in the site's early years, and other people in the tech and startup spaces promoting their wares to what they hoped were affluent and tech-savvy consumers. Even nearby businesses like Krispy Kreme got involved, handing out free donuts to the people waiting. Like most groundbreaking products, the iPhone saw both acclaim and criticism. The CEO of Microsoft at the time told USA Today there was no chance that the iPhone is going to get any significant market share, only to eat his words and admit he was wrong 9 years later. Almost 15 years and 11 models later, the iPhone is still going strong. This is impressive, especially considering Apple is far from the only maker of smartphones today. Models with similar appearances and capabilities are available from brands like Google, Samsung, and OnePlus. And let's not even get into the iPhone versus Android debate. The iPhone still generates so much buzz that even now, people are lining up and camping out to be the first people to experience whatever innovation Apple is cooking up next. Last year's iPhone 12 was released during the COVID-19 pandemic, but people still lined up at the Apple stores worldwide. Now, let's talk about music. Today in 2018, Canadian rapper Drake released his fifth studio album, Scorpion. It was a big release. Scorpion was actually a double album with 25 total tracks. The first disc is focused on hip-hop, while the second disc brings in pop and R&B influences. Jay-Z and Ty Dolla $ign guested on the album. Seven singles from the album reached the top 20 on the Billboard Top 100. And though critics were lukewarm on the album, it ended up garnering a nomination for Album of the Year at the 2019 Grammys. As usual, Drake prevails. And now for today's final segment, I'll be going into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on a June 29th in my life. Again, I don't think I have anything exciting from a June 29th in my life. Oh my god. On June 29th of 2015, I went and had a picnic with my mom at Lake Merritt in Oakland. I also met a really cute chihuahua that our dog walker was fostering. This is actually the cutest dog I've ever seen now that I am looking back on these photos. I used to not be a big fan of chihuahuas. Now, I take that back. I think 2015 was when I started liking chihuahuas. I used to think that they scared me. I was terrified of them. But chihuahuas are actually really cute, I'm not gonna lie. I grew up with a lot of pit bulls in my family, so it is not fair that I am biased towards another dog when I would get angry at people's biases towards pit bulls, because I think pit bulls are really sweet, and now I also agree that chihuahuas can be very sweet as well. Thanks for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.